Welcome back to the castle, right? I guess
Yeah.
we can call that kind of, let's look at our sphere. This is a safe, the three of us. Wait, isn't a castle kind of like triangular? So kind of,
It's like a
yeah.
point. I thought you were gonna call this a safe space, and I was about to be like, dude, this is getting sent to other people. You wanna call this a safe space?
This is the most unsafe safe space in existence. Now, news from the castle here. I'm one of the best three co-hosts in the world. No, I'm kidding. We're one of three, as I said, part of that triangle. Dempsey Pilott, editor-in-chief of the Diz Insider, joined always, or almost always, by my who are you guys? My lovely two co-hosts.
Amber Olkers, hi everyone.
And Jordan, hello.
Jordan Fisher. That's Jordan Fisher, guys. No, I'm kidding. It's Jordan
It's
Simmons.
true.
That would be fun. I was actually just listening to some of his Broadway stuff yesterday.
Yeah, the man
He's
is
on Broadway.
talented.
He was God, what's the character's name? And Sweeney Todd.
Oh, is he in that?
Yeah.
Oh, is it Toby?
No, not Toby. He's
No?
Joanna's love interest. He was played by Jamie Campbell
Oh,
Bauer
yeah.
in the Johnny Depp version. I cannot for life remember his name. Anthony?
Yeah.
Anthony, yes.
I've never seen Sweeney Todd.
What?
Yeah.
But I'm
Watch Sweeney Todd.
familiar.
What are you? Oh my God.
I'm familiar with what happens. He's a serial killer. There was, what the hell was I gonna say? I was gonna say, I saw Wicked over the holiday season for like the first time ever.
Oh yay,
Have you
Wicked's
guys ever
good.
seen Wicked?
Oh yeah, I saw that back in like what? Oh my God, 2008, I think.
I had no idea what it was about. I always knew that it was like it was supposed to be like a prequel, but I had no idea like they actually also cover the events of Wizard of Oz in it.
Yeah, they kind of keep that part
Yeah.
hush hush.
Really? Oh, sorry guys, if you haven't seen it. But go see it. Like watching it, I realized why it's been on Broadway for 20 years.
It's a good show.
It's a showstopper. It's a really good one. A really good show. Definitely recommend it.
Well, it's gonna be a movie this Christmas, right?
Part
Or is it next
one.
Christmas?
Part one.
It's gonna be nuts.
It's gonna be, you know, we don't care about Wicked because it's not Disney, okay? We're gonna talk about
It has
Disney
Michelle
stuff.
Yeoh in it though, so I
What
care
does
about
have
it. I
Michelle
default
Yeoh?
care about it.
And I mean, the most, I guess, sought after Megara, right? Ariana Grande. Everybody wants her to be
Did you
Megara.
just pronounce Megara Megara? Go back to sleep, Dempsey. Like go to
Megara?
bed. Her name is Megara.
Right. This is some Mandela effect stuff. I always thought her name was Megara.
No.
Oh.
Rewatch Hercules. Her name is definitely
I
Megara.
honestly, Hercules, let's just put it like this. I've seen the Aristocats more than I've seen Hercules.
Well, that's because the Aristocat is freaking bomb.
So, in terms of like classic Disney animated movies, Hercules is probably the one I've. That and Hunchback of Notre Dame. Right? Am I saying that? Or Notre Dame. Which one would
Notre
you prefer?
Dame.
See? That I've only seen those
I'm coming for
once.
you today, bro. I don't
I've
have
only
time
seen
for
those
this shit.
once. Only seen those once. But Home on the Range? You know,
Oh my
no,
God,
I'm
I saw
kidding.
that in theaters and I wish I hadn't. I was 9 and I knew it was awful.
When I saw the when I think I remember the original trailer, they showed like the characters and who was voicing them. And it was like Jeff Foxworthy, Roseanne Barr, and I was like, I have no idea who these people are, but this looks like trash. And we all know how that aged, but whatever, whatever. Speaking of going back home on the range, Echo, is that a bad transition? Echo came
Smooth.
out this week. How do you guys? I know, so we spoke previously, just before we started recording. You guys have only had the chance to see the first episode. What are your initial reactions so far?
I'm actually really digging it. I like the vibe that it's going for. All the characters have seemed really cool. I like Biscuits and his dog. And no, I'm just like I'm really intrigued. And I like the fact that, this is like her story, and they're still making her like super ruthless and super, like she fights Daredevil, she's not like a good guy here. And so I'm excited to see how they explore that for the rest of the season. But no, I had a really great time with it. And I really like Alacqua Cox. I think she's just fantastic and she's badass, and I would let her step on my windpipe any day.
What about you,
I
Jordan?
agree. I agree. I thought it was really good. I just haven't got around to watching the rest yet, but my dad assumed that I had seen it all and he was giving me his full-on review, spoilers and all, and I was like, I've only seen the first one. He was like, oh, but it's so good. It's just too short. It's only five episodes. So I'm
Yeah.
excited more now that he's giving me a really positive review.
Yeah. So I saw all of it. I wanted to like give it the attention. I will commend it for several reasons. One, it's like the first show, or at least like MCU show, that is like un, I guess, like it's impervious to being distracted to. I don't know, and well, I'll clarify that in a second. Like, you can't sit, you can't be on your phone while you watch it.
Well, because there's like because there's
This
ASL in
the
it.
sign language,
Yeah.
and it's like, not gonna say that I was on my phone initially, but like I was trying to like the first episode I was trying to like answer emails a lot. I was like trying to get into it, and after like the first 5 minutes I was like, wait, why is it so silent? And then I realized, I
You
was like,
dumb,
duh.
bro. Oh
And
my
then
God.
duh. And I was because the score is amazing, first and
Yeah.
foremost. But the score is also really effective in the way that like it lets you know like when something intense, like when there's like an intense conversation happening, even over sign language. Like there are very pivotal scenes where they're just signing, and the music is so captivating, and it's so well done in that regard. Like I think the score is one of the strongest aspects of the show. So after like the first 5 minutes, I was like, I shut off all my devices and I just sat there and I tuned in, and it is a really wild ride. Like, I'm not gonna hype it up and say it's the best thing the MCU's ever done. I'm not gonna say it's it's a refreshing change of pace. But it is really good for a story about a character, a lesser known character. And I think it makes the case for why she kind of deserves her own corner. The only problem that I have with it is that I don't want to say it's a non-story, but there's like no stakes I felt overall. Like everything that happens, it feels like nothing really happened. You know what I'm saying? Like at the end of the day,
Like
like
it's kind of like small, it doesn't have an impact on the
it's
rest of
super
the
small.
world.
Yeah, like Kingpin's obviously the main antagonist, but then there's like a mini
Yeah.
boss that they kind of establish. But he's our only stick. He appears in like the end of one episode, and then he comes back in the finale, very random. And even what like the Kingpin tries to do feels like very even small for him, for someone who has so much power, and who we've seen have such a crazy force.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interesting revelations. Without giving too much away, I think it really does push the idea that the MCU shows are canon. There's a specific thing that happens with Kingpin in particular, and there's a specific conversation he has with Echo that absolutely is a callback to Daredevil, the Netflix Daredevil,
Oh,
and
that's good. Well, I mean,
I was kind of shocked at that.
we know that they're going to be even more canon now after the news that just dropped
Yes.
like a couple days ago.
Which we'll get to in a second. Yes. So there's it's very interesting in that regard. And like I at this point it's that was another that was like if I had to say it was kind of on a con for me for the show, it's like it kind of conflicts with all the other information that's come out thus far that Kevin Feige's been for the longest saying this is going to be like another iteration of Daredevil, and then with the introduction of variants, it kind of also like muddies that. Like we don't know if this is really the same timeline as Daredevil, or if it's like a slight variation of it. But there's like
Right.
when you watch the show, you finish watching the show, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when that thing happens. You'll be like, oh, okay, I remember that. But overall, solid show.
I think they've added the Netflix shows to the MCU timeline on Disney Plus now, haven't they? The
Yes, they
canon
have,
timeline.
yeah. But they waited until Echo to do it. And this whole time they've been like, no, they're not. They're like, it's gonna be something different. That's why I'm saying it's so confusing. And it feels like they've kind of changed their mind about whether or not they're canon. And now it bring that now it just makes more questions for me because I'm like, okay, are we gonna see Iron Fist or Luke Cage pop up? Like, what's
Give me
going
Colleen
on?
Wing back.
Colleen Wing. Bro, honestly, Jessica Henwick, one of the brightest things to come out of the Netflix shows.
I love her. You
Yeah.
know what? Everyone hates on Gray Man, but I freaking love Gray Man, and I loved her in that too.
She was in the Matrix. She's in the what was the Glass Onion? Thought she was very
Yeah.
well good in that. She's such a fantastic actress. So I one of my favorite things to come out of any of those shows. But all right, going back to Echo, overall, solid show. Post credit scene was kind of corny, especially because it has my job is featured in it.
What?
I was listening back and I work in news or whatever in New York City, and at the very end, I heard two anchors from my job, and they're like in they're a part of the it's you don't see them, but you hear them having like a conversation. You'll
Oh,
see it.
that's sick. That's
Yeah, when I
cool.
heard it, I was like, oh my God, there's no way they did this. And I know exactly the audio that they used. I know exactly where it's from, and they kind of recontextualize it for the show, and it's kind of cool what they do, but you'll see it makes sense when you watch it. But bottom line, go check out Echo. It's pretty kick ass. It, like I said, makes the case absolutely for Echo. Just one thing that one last thing is, I'm not sure how they're gonna make her work with like the Avengers, and I don't know if she'll ever get to the level of Avengers. Like I was just thinking, like if there's ever like another Endgame kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where I can't see like Echo just popping up and just starting to kick, like she can totally pop up and kick ass, but I don't understand how she would ever fit in. Like I don't think I will ever see her and like someone like Star-Lord in the
That would be
same.
so weird.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like the more kind of characters and space they establish in this world, I think there are just gonna have to be some characters that stay in one location. If they can find a way to make it work, it would be fantastic. But I think she would probably just stay with like that ground level that they were talking about,
Yeah.
like with Hawkeye, Spider-Man. So that's one thing. And you'll see too, like she does, like they show her how she gets her powers and stuff like that. But even that, I'm like, but like, how far can they really take that? So I'll leave you with that. I'm gonna stop talking so we can talk about some other stuff, like Amber just alluded to, some pretty sick Daredevil news. Karen, Foggy coming back, like what? So this is a rumor, right, from Daniel RBK, but you know, given his track record, it's like most
It's
likely
pretty safe to,
yeah.
you
Very
know.
true. Now we know for a fact this is a few months ago that Daredevil was going like a total overhaul, right? They had filmed some episodes. They weren't scrapping all the footage, but they were scrapping a lot of like the concepts and stuff.
Yeah.
Because of the, I think it was a combination of like the writer strike, and also they just weren't happy with the product.
Yeah.
Now, the story we have here is according to Daniel RPK, he is going to, well, he says that both Karen and Foggy are in the new version of the show.
They better be like in it and not like they're in episode one and then they both die and then, you know, like I want them in it, especially Foggy. I can't remember the actor's name for the life of me right now, but
Elden Henson.
his rapport with Charlie Cox and they're like little buddy, but like they're avocados, you know, like avocados for life. That relationship was such a key part of ooh. That relationship was such a key part of the show, and I am so excited to see that back again because he's so adorable. Like I really wanted him back, so I'm super glad that he will be returning because he should have been from the start.
Very, very charming character. I agree. He's no Jon Favreau from the other.
Oh my God. Like when all I think about when I think of Jon Favreau and that is just when he like poured mustard in the coffee and then like switched the cups because he was trying to like trick him, but then Matt switched him back because he could like smell it and then
Oh my
and
God,
then he ended
yeah.
up drinking the mustard coffee.
That was so cringe on. I love the fact that he's that though, because like if they ever do a multiverse thing, I think it'd be pretty funny if he shows up
Oh,
as
that would be so good. Give me Happy mixed with the monster Happy from What If, and then give me his version of Foggy all in a room together, and that would be just the craziest thing.
That'd be a great what if episode actually. Because he could do the voice, even though all characters look are supposed to be looking different, the same, but they're different. Oh man, that'd be really freaking funny. But I'm especially happy for Deborra Ann Woll. I love her as an actress.
She, I mean,
Yeah.
I've loved her since True Blood.
She
Yeah,
True
same.
Blood. I totally think the escape room movies are underrated.
Oh my
She's
gosh. And okay, I never saw the second one, but I loved her in the I loved the first one. That movie was so good.
She may or may not come back in the second one.
Well, she you do all you see all you do is see her fall, and you don't know like what's underneath
I
there.
don't, you gotta watch the second one.
I
There's
don't
two versions
remember
of.
her. Oh, dang.
What were
I
you
don't
say,
remember her in
Jordan?
these. I don't remember her in these films.
She
Yeah,
was
she.
the one, she was kind of like the big sister character to the main character. If I memory serves me correct, she died in like the
The billiards
billiards room,
room.
right?
Yeah.
She was like hanging on to the telephone and then she fell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the only
I
other
remember
girl in the movie, honestly, if I
Yes.
remember.
Yeah.
So, but
I remember watching that film with my housemates, and we were all like, that was fucking shit. And then we were like, let's watch the second one.
I granted I saw it in a screening like a year before it came out, and so I never actually saw it when it came out, and I heard they completely redid the ending, so I haven't seen that yet. But I liked what I saw of it.
Oh,
My
that's
actually my friend
interesting.
who's here right now, we saw it together.
How did it originally end? Because the ending did feel like cobbled
So it
together.
originally ended the guy and the girl, Zoe and whatever his name is. Oh, my son is not straight up not having a good time right now. They made it out, like they get out of the hospital and everything, and then they go to like her professor's office, or like they go to her classroom for whatever reason, and they're talking with her professor. And then it turns out her professor was like part of it too. And then while they're in the classroom, they find out they're like still in the escape room.
That's weird.
It was super strange. Everyone was just kind of like, what about the ending? But the
So
rest of it
they
before it
I
was
don't want
pretty
to
good.
you guys have, well, Jordan, it sounds like you've seen the second one. I don't want to ruin the second one, but it feels like they kind of stole that ending for the second one a bit, maybe. And also, the second one is two films. There's two different versions of it that are totally different from each other. There's
Oh,
one
really?
version where a character comes back from the first movie, and there's another version where a brand new character is introduced, and that version with the brand new characters introduced was not the theatrical version. It was like the director's cut. So I've never s I've only seen
That's
like
weird.
parts of the director's cut, but yeah, it's like a totally different film. So really, I think those movies are really underrated. I think the concept is excellent. I think they can make like another franchise out of that. But you guys don't care about that. You guys are here for Disney
Yeah,
stuff.
so I don't we're it's Tangent City today, guys. I apologize.
Hot take, cool Disney, take this idea, Disney Escape Room.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be sick. That would be awesome. But yeah. All right, we'll stop talking about Deborra Ann Woll, everybody. Classic. Let's go into some real like deep cut. Like this was a really great week for news in
Yeah.
general. We got physical and digital release date plans for both the Marvels and Wish. But no streaming dates.
Yeah, which is annoying because I haven't seen either of them, and it's not like I'm gonna buy them. So,
Yeah, same.
yeah, you said. I can't wait, Jordan. When you see Wish, I gotta hear your hot takes. I'm so
Oh God.
excited for that. So yeah. So let. I'll go into this real fast. The Marvels. Since that one came out literally a week before Wish, that one will officially be available on VOD platforms, and it might be already be available by the time this episode comes out, January 16th. But it won't get a physical release till the day before Valentine's Day, February 13th. But it has a lot of cool features, some deleted scenes. I think there's a whole scene where like it turns out that Kamala ends up picking up a call from Valkyrie. So a little bit more context about that cameo. I mean, you guys already said your reactions, but any plans at all to revisit this film, or do you think that they waited too long to release it on? I don't know. I half expected these films to end up on streaming as a sort of gift to subscribers, but now it's kind of like, who really cares? You know? I don't know. What do you guys think? I feel like I'm rambling here.
I
No,
think
you're
they'll do
good.
well
Yeah.
on streaming.
They should have just thrown them on streaming, honestly.
Probably.
Wish, on the other hand, so January 23rd, it'll be available on VOD. That means you're gonna see a bunch of clips and a bunch of all the songs and stuff floating around Twitter. And then it won't, you have to wait a little bit longer to get a physical release, March 12th. So I think that's interesting. It comes out a week after the Marvels on VOD, but a month after Marvels on 4K and Blu-ray and DVD. And well after the Oscars, might I say. That's 2 days after the Oscars. I think Disney's officially throwing their hat out of the ring.
Yeah, I kind of think they'll do well on Disney Plus. Maybe they're just waiting for the right date to come. I don't know. It sounds like they're aiming for closer to springtime, maybe like an Easter treat. I don't know. It's weird that they didn't put it on just for Christmas like they did like the past 3 years in a row where we had something new each
Yeah,
time.
I really thought I really if there were gonna if there was gonna be any sort of Oscars push, I would have thought that they would a heavy part of it would have been like throwing it on Disney Plus. But I guess they've recognized the and I think that their slate is another indication of this, that they recognize that it was not a winner, despite like them trying really hard to push it. But let's see. This version, the physical version of the movie, or I think any version that you get will have Once Upon a Studio attached with it, like the actual short film.
Which is probably going to be better than Wish. I mean, I still haven't seen it,
Which
but.
it no, I, that was literally the first movie I watched in 2024. It's a really charming movie. And honestly, I kind of wish they would have released it theatrically, because I don't know if it's eligible for any Oscars, but I could totally see it. If Disney wanted to like go for any like Oscars at all this year, that would probably be it.
What which?
No, for Once
Once?
Upon a
No, Once
Studio.
Upon a Studio. It might
Oh,
win for best short film, because didn't it? I thought it played before Wish in some theaters, didn't it?
I didn't, not before my theater, and not definitely not before my screening.
It's on the short list for animated
It
short.
is. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I'm out of the loop on that. And then there's a sing-along version and a whole bunch of other stuff. Yeah, this movie, man, I told me and Jordan did a whole episode, Amber, where I spoke about like my gripes with it, but like how I also think it's kind of cool because it has so many Easter eggs. Like Bambi pops up in it at some point, like really cool stuff, but overall a missed opportunity. Let's see what else we got going. Oh my God, this is probably the biggest piece of news this week. Mandalorian and Grogu.
Oh yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
You don't know, you're not excited?
I do
No,
not
I.
care.
Yeah.
I literally do not care.
Is it because Mandalorian season 3 was like just a cop out, or
Well, granted, I've only seen the first season. I haven't seen
oh,
anything
that's right.
else.
You're still in like you're trying to rewatch
I'm still
everything.
in Clone Wars. I'm still in season 4, episode 15, I think, of Clone Wars.
So you don't count. You know, this isn't for your
Okay, no,
demographic
I
just
guess I
yet.
don't count. But like, enough, man.
I think, well, so my understanding is, Jordan, you can correct me if I'm wrong. The season 4 was already complete. Like they wrote the scripts, but they're opting to do the movie before season 4.
I don't know. Sorry, I can't correct you.
That's what I remember reading, that they wanted to place an urgency on the movie over a season 4, but a season 4, my understanding, might still happen. I didn't
I
see
did
any.
read. I read a scooper say that there's a season 4, and then the movie's going to be like the finale, which really puts me off even more.
But I don't know. Like, that could be right, that there is still gonna be a season four, but I don't know in terms of release if it's gonna if the season four is gonna come out before. And also with Pedro Pascal's schedule, I don't even know if they're gonna be able to film a season four before the movie, because they want to go into production on the movie this year.
Yeah, but here's the thing is like he doesn't need to be on set all that
He
often.
just does his lines. Yeah, I know, because he
Exactly.
ADR, but still, like, just to get time for him to do that, that's
That's
gonna be
true.
tough. So I don't know. Bottom line is, if you missed it, Grogu and the Mandalorian are getting their own movie. It's gonna be great. And well,
It's
we don't
gonna be
know if it's gonna
adorable, I
we
can
don't know
tell
if
you
it's gonna be
that for
great,
certain.
but I read all the tweets that are like, the Baby Yoda's gonna say his first words in this. And I'm like, yeah, he's good. And it's gonna be all it's gotta be something epic. Like,
He's
honestly.
already spoken. He's already said his first words.
What is his first word?
He said, "This is the way" in season three.
Did I miss that? Did I
He's
miss
like,
that?
"This is the way."
In the season finale?
I'm not sure about the finale, but he definitely did it in front of Bo-Katan and his dad, whatever his dad's name is.
Din
Mando.
Djarin? Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
I guess you were on your phone during that part,
I might.
Dempsey.
I was literally
Yeah.
about to say, I must have been on my. That's so big. Wow. I feel like.
This is why you need to give your full undivided attention to
I
media because you cannot properly appreciate it if you are multitasking. If
feel
you're
like.
sitting down to
Oh my
watch a movie,
God.
watch a TV show, that is what you should be doing in that moment.
I am going. Now I need to track that down, because I'm so embarrassed that I missed that. I feel like I would have
Wow, and
absolutely.
you were like so solid. Like he's gonna end the movie. Everyone else agrees with me, and it's gonna be great. All of y'all weren't paying attention,
Oh my
apparently.
God. Yeah,
Only Jordan had
that's
his
pretty
ears
funny.
open.
No, but that's also pretty funny that people on Twitter were like talking about that. That means they also missed it. Or maybe they just missed the third season in general, which, you know, we probably could not blame them for. But no, Mandalorian and Grogu to enter production later this year. Jon Favreau directing, which kind of gives me hope that it might be a somewhat decent project. Or it could be like Cowboys and Aliens. You know, it's a total
Oh,
toss up.
I just watched that like a month ago, and no.
The comic book is better. It's a comic. It's
Okay.
based on a comic book. It's so much better. But yeah. Amber said it right. No.
Yeah, just no.
Well, that wasn't the only bit of Star Wars news we got this week, though. Ahsoka season two officially in the works. But there's no other like information, which I hate that about these announcements. They'll be like, "Hey guys, we got this great Star Wars news for you. We're definitely gonna come revisit Ahsoka, and you'll see all those characters from the cartoon back in live action."
It almost just reminds me of
And then
the way
nothing
they're
else.
doing where it's like, what could be behind the mountain in Walt Disney World? It could be an Encanto land. It could be Coco. It could be this. We're gonna do Ahsoka season two, maybe in like 2037.
Yeah.
That's why it's hard to get excited for Star Wars film announcements, because most of them don't get made.
Exactly.
Except for.
I will believe, like, I saw this thing too, like, for the Fantastic Forecast. It's like, you know what? I will believe it when I see the trailer that has them in
Not even the trailers mean nothing. Trailers mean nothing. How many trailers were released for movies before COVID? And then some of them got shelved. Some of them are just like coming out now. Like, trailers
That is
mean nothing.
true. That is
Trailers
true.
mean nothing. So I will believe it when I'm online to get my ticket for the movie. Oh man. All right, but yeah. Ahsoka season two. And they could also, honestly, truthfully, they could do like a Fleabag kind of thing, where like, remember how Phoebe Waller-Bridge said that she wants to revisit the character, but like she's much older. They could just Ahsoka season two could be like Ahsoka when she's like 60 years old. So
That could work.
we'll
Granted, I haven't actually seen it, so I'm just kind of bullshitting right here. But like,
Yes.
that works.
Well, we'll get back. Your son turns 10, you'll be all caught up.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
That
goal
sounds
right
right.
now.
That sounds right.
What else? Oh, this was the one of the other bigger stories, I think, is D23 related. D23, parts of it to reportedly be on Disney Plus. What do you guys think of
Yes.
this?
I like
That's
that.
gonna be
Yeah.
that's super exciting because D23 is such an amazing, fantastic event. I have such fond memories from the last time I went. And tickets go on sale March 26th. Actually, I should have told everyone March 27th because all y'all let me get tickets first, okay?
It is
Because
true.
I need to make sure that I can go.
Actually, a breaking news update right now. We just got it in the middle of this podcast. Tickets actually don't go on sale till April 26th, guys. So.
No, I think it's really cool because this is Disney is such a beloved company, but they are so inaccessible for a lot of people. And so I like the idea that they're putting something as big as and as important as what I believe is going to be like the legend ceremony for this year on streaming for everyone else to be able to watch it, because I just think it's really cool. And especially if it is the legend ceremony that's honoring people that have such an important history with the company. And I think the fans would love to see that. So I'm super stoked about that. And I don't care if it ruins the exclusivity of the event. Like, that doesn't matter to me at all. I think that this should just be open to whoever like is able to at all. You know, if you have Disney Plus, you should be able to do this and experience all the joy that we had in person.
But also, it's like it wasn't exclusive to begin with. Like so, most of it is, but like they're already streaming on YouTube, so I think it just as a business decision, it makes sense to not give that ad revenue and that attention to a different platform. Like they are cap they're clearly with Dancing with the Stars, they've proven they're able to stream. So why not take that kind of idea over to them and make people pay for it? Boost streaming numbers. So I'm especially curious to check out like what the streaming numbers will be at the end of the year when they do their quarterly call in December to see how much it was impacted by D23 subs. So this is definitely gonna be interesting. It's definitely exciting. Nothing is we so you said the Legends thing. That's heavily rumored, but we
That's
don't know.
what I would hope. No, we have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
That's the panel that would make the most sense for me because that one
Totally.
also isn't going to have like, here's exclusive stuff that's going to be only shown at D23. There's not going to be exclusive kind of things in that type of a panel or in that type of a ceremony. So it would make the most sense that that's the one that they would give to the people.
Yeah, totally. I agree. But yeah,
I
like
do think
yeah.
if I don't know if these rumors are true, but if any Disneyland Paris announcements like are being planned for D23, I feel like that would do well on the European Disney Plus because
That's true.
French fans won't be able to watch otherwise.
That's also something interesting to take into consideration, like what it's going to be like for the different time zones. And like different countries and like the different pieces of news that will impact different countries. So, I'm sure that they're still trying to figure that out and they have like 9 months to do it. So it'll be interesting. Seven months.
They have 7 months.
Correct.
And there's a new one. There's another one in Brazil this year as well.
Conference.
Yeah,
I think so. They said they were doing something in there over there.
But yeah, it should be really interesting to see what happens with that stuff. And I don't know. Ultimately, we're still the winners regardless. It just tells me that Disney's kind of like getting more in tune with the fans. So.
They're I think they're finally starting to listen and not just, you know, pump, you know, just get everything out the door. I think they're just starting to take a second and be like, what would our fan base actually appreciate? What should we let them in on? What should we? Because they've been, well, we've been seeing this forever. They're a great company and they make a great product, but they're not a good company, you know? And I feel like they're starting to understand that people are getting upset at them for that. And so they're trying to take the necessary steps to get back in people's good graces, which is not too little too late in my opinion. You know, I'm still going to be supporting them, but they should have done this a lot sooner.
Very well said, Amber. Very well said. And it's so funny that you say that actually, because the next and last story actually has a little bit to do with like them listening to the fans and also just also doing their own shit. Prince Anders, whatever.
Anders, yeah,
Prince
you're just
Anders.
bad with like the intonations, accents today, man.
We need a Prince Anders and Megara movie. No, I'm kidding. Prince Anders, not the breakout character of Aladdin is getting
That
his own
apparently
series,
Disney thinks he is.
which is insane. And Mina Massoud, the star of actual Aladdin, who has not gotten anything since the movie,
Nope.
blows my mind. Blows my mind. But
I really
anyway.
liked him too. He's a good. I remember him in Jack Ryan first season.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Like,
He
he was a good actor and he's really cute,
I
so
think
that
the only thing
helps.
I've seen him do, he's like one of those Christmas movies that's like that they push on Amazon all the time. But whatever. We got an update on the Prince Anders thing. Apparently it's still in the works. Entertainment Tonight confirmed it this week when they had actually spoke to Billy Magnussen. I think he was promoting his new film on Netflix with Kevin Hart. And he said that it's that basically with COVID happening, it got delayed, but that it's still in the works. I want to ask Jordan what he thinks of this specifically.
I don't think it's going to be any good. I don't think it should be made. But I will watch it for the actor, who I think is the reason why it's still being pushed ahead. I kind of just think it's him keeping it alive, because you only hear updates from him.
Just let it die, man. I
That's a
mean,
fair point. I have not seen like Bob Iger.
he's trying to like will it into existence and like into continuation at this point.
No, but that's a good, that's a
But
really good point, Jordan, because I don't think I've ever seen like any other Disney, like you're not gonna like a D23, they're not gonna be like, and guess what we have next? The Prince Anders spinoff. It's only ever been Billy Magnussen. It's so true.
Can you imagine them announcing that at D23 or making some big thing like they're saving it for the final like thing in their live action panel and then like Prince Anders and the crowd just goes silent?
It's
No,
kind
they
of
go
wild.
Unless Billy Magnussen is actually there and we get to look at him, no one is going to care.
But you know, it gives me the same energy as like that Beauty and the Beast prequel spin-off that
Oh
also
my
got
God, I
canceled.
forgot that was gonna be a thing.
Which I don't even think ever got a title before it was shelved.
No,
There
it
was like
did.
Little
It
Town.
did. It,
I
yeah, it
think
was
that
called
was
Little
a hint. That was a
Town
tentative title. There's no way
or
that was going to be
something.
the official. It was probably going to be like Beauty, but before Beauty and the Beast or Beauty and the Beast Little Town. Like that was not going to be like the
Or
fuck.
like The Adventures of Gaston and the
It's probably just going
Fool.
to be called Gaston. Yeah,
Yeah,
Gaston
that's what I'm
LeFou.
saying.
Little Town was like such a like the same thing where like what was the Lion King prequel called before it got the Mufasa name? Was
There
Simba?
wasn't a name for it, I don't
Yeah,
think.
wasn't it just like untitled prequel?
Yeah.
There was another live action movie that like had a working title and then it turned out to be something else entirely. I can't remember off the top of my head, but
Do you
yeah.
maybe it was Strange World? Because remember, we thought it was going to be called like
Oh
Search for
no, you
Plate or
know what?
something.
You know what? There was another name for Lion King because I remember saying I didn't want them to settle for that one, and then we found out it wasn't Mufasa the Lion King, and I was like, okay, that's much better.
Was it Born King or something that was floating around? It's
Yes,
like something
it was the
stupid.
Lion King Born King, and we were like, that is stupid.
Yeah.
I
So,
do not remember that.
yeah. It was like floating around, but yet I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, I've only ever seen Billy Magnussen pushing this. Great actor, but like there's like it's what were you gonna say, Jordan?
Was gonna say he's such a good actor and he's so funny. I feel like he should give up on the Prince Anders thing and pursue another character to have a TV show on Disney Plus with. Or
Yeah, just do
like
something
he's
else
his own
that isn't
star.
gonna be as
Yeah.
stupid.
I would like to see
Yeah.
him do like honestly he has like he I think he could be in like an MCU movie or a Star Wars. Like he has the acting chops, he has the look. It's like the same problem I kind of have with like Glenn Powell, who Jordan
Oh
I
my
think also
God.
familiar with.
Top Gun 3.
Really great actors, they need to fire their agents. Like they're not getting the work that they probably should. So I'll get off my high horse on that. I won't tell these actors what to do, but were there any other like major news updates that we missed or anything else that came out this week that we want to cover? Jordan, was there something about like Princess Tiana that happened? He went back into the Spider-Verse.
Apparently, I can hear everyone's out in the main room, and I can hear everyone laughing, and I'm pretty sure my son is doing really cute shit.
We're
And it makes me
almost done,
so
I
sad.
promise.
You're fine. You're fine. I'm having such a good time. I've missed recording. I've missed podcasting. Like this has been. Besides, I love him, but I do need a break every once in a while. He's a lot.
I know. Boys are, yeah.
And he's only this little. It's just gonna get worse and worse.
My son turned 7 yesterday, so yeah, time flies.
Oh my
Oh,
gosh. I thought he was like only
birthday.
little.
No, yeah, he's 7 already, man.
My
He's gonna be
God.
in double digits in 3 years. It'll fly by.
Stop.
But
You're
Jordan, I was
old.
saying, was there any like parks news? There was an update with Tiana, right, this week?
Just some pictures, construction. I think they've added a lot of trees and foliage, and it was getting a lot of it was getting a lot of shit from that side of Twitter, who I found out have a really funny nickname. So you have the Splash Mountain fans who, like me, who like the Splash Mountain ride, but don't really care that as much that it's gone, because it's not
Yes.
really gone. It's still there. It's going to be the same exact ride.
No,
But
I've heard
get
about it.
those. You know how you get those Splash Mountain fans who are a little bit too hardcore into it? I found out that Diz Twitter has been calling them the Walt Right.
The Walt Wright?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That is literally the only park news I have heard this week.
The
Oh,
Walt
no, that's a
Wright.
lie. The Disneyland Paris drone show. Did you see that?
Oh, I did see that. That was
That
excellent.
looked pretty cool.
That was amazing. And I'm shocked it debuted at Disneyland Paris. We've
That
had
see,
drones for a
that's where
while.
all the Disneyland Paris like money is going. You know,
Yeah.
the
Yeah. Oh,
all the
see.
exp all that expansion money, it's just going to drones.
Yeah, the
Allegedly.
drones and the shows. The shows are really good. It's just, we need a ride. Like, give us a ride. Oh my God, honestly. I will take a Prince Anders ride. I will definitely ride a Prince Anders ride.
You don't want a Prince Anders ride, you want a ride, Prince.
Not that
That's what's
kind of
happening.
ride, Jordan. Jesus. My God. That should be the name of the episode, the Prince Anders ride.
Oh my God.
Oh God. What
That's so
an end.
good.
All right. I think that's a great note to end on. Let's look ahead. What is there? I don't think there's anything coming out this week.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're good, man. You're
No,
good.
it's good. This is perfect.
That was
I've
actually
missed
really
this so
funny.
much.
I don't think there's any like what Echo. They made the fatal mistake of dropping Echo all at once, so we won't be
Yep.
talking about that. Percy Jackson's. We got another Percy Jackson coming up, right?
Yes, until the end of the month.
Trying to think. Oh, there's new episodes of Bluey on Disney
Heck
Plus.
yes!
Bluey.
Bluey!
Yep.
My husband and I are so obsessed with Bluey.
It's a
We
great
are
show.
in, I'm halfway through season three. He's almost done with season one. He's at home watching it with Wesley like every day. Y'all, get on this if you haven't already. Oh my God, the best show like in the entire universe. This show has my heart. It is perfect. It's not just for parents, although when you become a parent and you watch it again, you're gonna bawl.
It very much caters to the audience. Like, it understands that parents are watching, and there's some really like cool details me and my wife are talking about. Like, there's an episode where, like, I don't know what they're doing. They're always doing random shit, but like the kids are drawing and they go to their dad and like all their markers and stuff are thrown over. It was like little attention to detail like that. And it's just like that's pretty accurate when you're a parent, that there's just absolute trash everywhere.
It's so good, you guys. This show needs to be around forever and ever and ever. Please, everyone, watch it. I don't know anyone who wouldn't because everybody that I know is
Loves
obsessed
it.
with Bluey.
Yeah.
But it's for a good reason. So if you're holding out for whatever reason, like just because it's super popular, this one is actually popular for a reason. It's good, it's quality content, it's family friendly. It is amazing. You know what? Let's get Bluey in the parks. I want like a
Oh, yeah.
Bluey meet and greet. I want to hang out with Bingo and
For
like, you
sure.
know, like shoot the shit with Bandit. That's what I need in my life.
I would compare it to like it has the same like heartwarming quality as like Paddington, the Paddington movie.
Yes.
And it's that good where like adults and kids can enjoy it. So I think that's a better place to end than Redacted. But no, all right. I think that's all the time we have. Always a pleasure once again to deliver the news with two of my greatest friends and co-hosts here on Earth. Amber, Jordan, take it away, guys. Well, even
We'll
though I
see you
kind of,
next time.
I
Yeah,
kind of told you
bye.
guys, sorry. Yeah, we
Bye.
will see ya. Bye, guys.